When it comes to information about the Catholic Church, you can pretty much find every statistic out there. How many Catholics there are, how many increases in people baptized in every single diocese throughout the world, how many priests and religious there are, how many priests and religious there were 40 and 50 years ago, how many ordinations there were in the previous year, maybe even how much money the Catholic Church has. That's one of those mysteries. There's three mysteries that only God knows. Do you want to know what they are? How much money the church has, how many different Franciscan groups there are, and what a Jesuit is thinking. I think that's an appropriate joke for today's world. But do you know the one bit of information that you cannot find, no matter how hard I tried? How many Catholic priests have died in the last year and in the last 40 years? Do you know what that means? That means that those priests are completely abandoned in purgatory, and we're not thinking about them, we're not counting them. That information is not readily available, and they need our help. Hence the mission for this year's Lent for this channel. If you want to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. I even found an amazing Catholic website that had all types of information. It did have the number of bishops that had died each year, who they were, what diocese. Amazing statistics. But that was the one statistic that you simply could not find. And this is essential because you can even look up and see how many people have died per year for COVID, this type of death. There's all this information out there so that we can get this sense of what is really out there and what's happening in terms of death. Now, we do know that there is about 1.37 billion Catholics, and there is roughly 407,000 priests throughout the world. There was a lot more in about 65, and then since then it's kind of gone down, and then it's on the up and up. But as you have probably heard from my previous video, this year's theme is praying for priests in purgatory. And I know that God wants this. I know that God wants this. One, because he shook me to my knees in that plane ride. But another thing, this priest that I really, really loved and I knew to be a very holy man, I just found out today, guess when he died? He died yesterday, just before this whole thing that I've been thinking about and praying about. This friend of mine sent me the card that said that he passed away literally yesterday. And it's like his picture was staring at me, and it's as if he was saying, Alvaro, this is terrible where I'm at. Pray for me. Right before this Lent, it's as if he was going to be sent to purgatory as his Lent for this year, and he was begging for my help. Now, each of us have priests that have served us in some ways, have given us the sacraments, all types, the Eucharist, all these things, blessings, and we need to pay them back out of love for them, out of love for Christ, the high priest. How can we forget them in their greatest moment of need, that period before entering heaven? Arguably the most important part of a person's life, that final purification, where we can make it quicker and bring them to the Father's hands as fast as possible. Now, this is what's going to be happening with my channel. So we pray the rosary every day at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube and on Zoom. 402-185-5457 is the ID for Zoom. So please join there or on YouTube. And for every day, beginning today, Ash Wednesday, we will be praying for a particular group of priests. Today, we will be praying for all the popes that are in purgatory. And we will go to different categories, popes, bishops, priests from our local areas, priests from different parts of the countries, priests in different religious groups, priests that sins in different ways, 40 different categories. And in the last 5 days, we will be praying for the priests that we feel God is calling us to repeatedly, that same intention, those last 5 days of Lent. So I want you to join me. So far, that rosary group has been upwards of 100, 120 people. Let's get that to 200 to 300 people praying for these priests that are abandoned, because one of the worst curses, so to speak, I'm using that word lightly, is to be have considered a holy person, and then you die and everyone says, oh, well, you're just in heaven because clearly he should be in heaven because he's holy. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. That's a particular group of people that is completely abandoned. No one thinks to pray for them. And priests fall into this category. Oh, they're fine. Now, often it's a case that when a priest dies, a local diocese and the bishop and in the newspaper, they'll have and request masses to be offered for them. But that's it. It's like a week. It's like the news. It's so to speak, in the diocesan or archdiocesan news for a week. And then they forget about them. And as you have heard from this channel, purgatory can last a really long time. Sometimes it's more than just several masses or even 20 or 30 masses. It may be a long time of prayer, and it may be other things that we have to do. And we know from different visionaries that the suffering in purgatory for priests is intense, and perhaps much more so than for all of us, because those to whom much has been given, as you know, much will be expected. Now, kind of paraphrasing from Anne-Marie Lindmeyer, in some of her visions, she would see the difficulty of the suffering of priests that were in purgatory. She would see how some of them had sinned, putting too much their desires on earthly things, not advancing enough in the spiritual life, focusing more on the honors and pleasures of this world, and seeing that they had a long way to go, that they had to suffer through all those spiritual stages that they didn't complete here on earth. And also the responsibility is placed on priests of the souls of their faithful. So a lot of times their punishment is to stay in purgatory until the last of their faithful that should be in heaven gets into heaven. So can you imagine waiting for that and all those people not praying for the priest because, again, as I said before, they think that they're in heaven. So commit with me to pray for this group, but don't just pray for them. Put them to work. This is the most important part in praying for popes, bishops, cardinals, and priests that are in purgatory. We first put them to work. We put them to work. We make that deal with them. I will pray for you, but you must first pray for this and entrust your intentions to them. You will see the tremendous power that they have. If they could save my plane from crashing, they can do all types of things because God loves them. He consecrated them to himself. They are anointed. They have their anointed hands. So we must take advantage of them there in purgatory and ask their prayers and ask them to come to our assistance, and we shall come to theirs. So things that you could do for them at every mass, every suffering, every inconvenience that you go through, every time that you receive communion, offer it for the priests in purgatory. Every time that you pray a rosary or a Divine Mercy chaplet, or you're meditating on the wounds of Christ, or you're obtaining some sort of indulgence, offer it for the priest of purgatory. Whatever it is that you're giving up or doing this Lent, don't just let it end in that, but offer it for them and ask for their help. Whatever thing that you're struggling with, whatever healing that you're seeking, or this kind of obstacle in this thing that you want to accomplish in your life, whatever child or relative that you have that is away from the church, whatever priest here on earth that you're concerned for, that you love, or you want them to be more blessed, more richly blessed by God, entrust them to the holy priests in purgatory. This will be the most powerful Lent for all of us ever. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.